Led by the Fairview Youth in Action interns, Saturday featured a guided neighborhood walk around the historically Black neighborhood, where Fairview residents, members of Hillsborough's town board, and Orange County commissioners heard various project proposals from this year's group. The event started at the Dorothy N. Johnson Community Center, a spot where interns Navia Bow and Natalie Artica are working to add a colorful mural.
Last year, we started advocating for murals in our community, and we are proud to say that we still are this year. Why murals? Because when you look around Fairview, you see a lot of dull, dark, plain colors, and honestly, those colors can make people feel unseen, unrepresented, and even a little disconnected from their community. We wanted to change that.
Other intern proposals focused on bringing soccer goals and amenities to Fairview Park, expanding neighborhood access to healthy foods, and finding ways to get residents more involved with the community center. Each research team also worked to engage directly with the residents through surveys, workshops, and interviews. For the mural, many surveyed residents expressed wanting the artwork to highlight local history and heritage. Bo said she and Artica also interviewed the Hillsborough Art Council and Eno Art Mill as part of their research.
A special thank you to Stephanie Trueblood, who brought us amazing ideas and energy to our project, and to Katie Murray, who helped us understand the process of creating a mural, and trust me, there are a lot of steps. And now, because of your support and the help of all our coordinators and mentors, we are thrilled to announce that Fairview is getting a mosaic mural.
The day also celebrated completed projects from former interns and featured tables for the program's partners to share community resources. Throughout the internship, partners like UNC's Food, Fitness, and Opportunity Research Collaborative and Habitat for Humanity host workshops for the interns with the goal of connecting them to wider community resources and helping them become more civically engaged. The 10-week internship started in 2019 as a grassroots effort by a group of young residents in the neighborhood who wanted to organize a litter pickup along the roadsides. The now paid program is open to high school-aged students living or connected to the Fairview community. A graduating senior, Nicole Canegra has been a Fairview Youth in Action intern all 4 years of high school.
I have a lot of close family friends that live in this neighborhood, so I've like gone to this neighborhood my entire life. I live at the neighborhood that's right across the street, so I've been here like, I've been connected to this neighborhood my entire life, yeah.
Canegra said she's loved seeing everything the interns advocate for come into fruition, like a bus shelter and renovations to the community center. This year, she served as the Youth in Action coordinator, helping to lead the group and organize the culminating event, which she said featured more partners and community attendees than in the past.
The most special part is how together everyone is, like how community-based it really is. Where I live, we don't really know like our neighbors and everything, but like I like how here like everybody knows each other. That's like the best part of this community.
Helping hand out jump ropes and bike helmets at its table, UNC Fork program lead Molly DeMarco said while Walk Fairview is always a happy day for the residents and those close to it, this year's could also be the last.
All of that could end because our national SNAP Ed program is eliminated and the funding ends October 1. We're trying to figure out if we could request some funds from the cities we work with, maybe working with the state on some funding, but at this point, this program may end.
The internship is just one community-based effort funded by Fork's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, alongside Women on the Move and the Fairview Community Garden. But a recent federal elimination of the program's funding means Fork is seeking alternative funding for its 2026 and future initiatives.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, partially because it's our careers, right? But we've also been working with some of our communities for 10 years. These aren't new partnerships. They run pretty deep, and we've been able to really focus on what the communities need for how we determine funding. So that just goes away.
Having attended every Walk Fairview Day, Hillsborough Mayor Mark Bell called the community's enthusiasm for the internship program inspiring, and he shared how he's optimistic about the program's future.
It's really sad to see that Fairview has been hit by these federal cuts and being, you know, so close to the community and seeing all these events. I know what the value is of those investments. So I've had conversations with other elected officials about ideas around how to help make up for that funding. So I don't think this will be the last Walk Fairview Day.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.